Walt Diptula, Road Rage. We're back. I know people. I know people are asking for a million teams. I'm trying. I know we've only actually got to one. There's that too. We've covered the Atlanta Falcons in depth. Look, these reviews take some time. We're evaluating every player.
I was just laughing.
It's directly attributable to the illness, because there shouldn't be anyone in the country who knows every player, but sort of sadly we do. let me tell you about my friends at Sunday. Jerem, I'll get to your question in a minute. Let me tell you about my guy Gary Mahaffey first. I'll tell you about Sunday later. Let me tell you about Gary Mahaffey, host there. Gary Mahaffey, insurance for seniors and disabled. Gary is a great guy. I mean, since he's come on with us, he has already helped so many of you. I've received unsolicited testimonials, calls, letters, etc., thanking us for turning them on to Gary. And Gary's been on both sides of this. He's been helping people in the upstate for almost two decades. But he's also on Medicare himself, so he understands how both parts of this work. No one understands it better than Gary, in fact. That's why he's in a perfect position to be able to help you. Gary Mahaffey with insurance for seniors and disabled. Many of you text in questions for Gary. We try to address one listener question a week, so feel free to send yours in. You can also just call Gary for advice as well, 864-307-8484. That's probably the best thing to do. Gary's been on Medicare himself for a few years. His agency has a longevity plan with both family members and other independent agents involved in his business. Gary's an independent agent, which means he represents all of the companies in your service area. And Gary stays with you after the sale. He's always looking out for your best interest. If you're in the best situation, his motto is always do no harm. He's going to keep you right there. He's not going to change a thing. But if you can better your situation and save yourself money, why in this situation, this world, this economy, this, COVID-ridden economy, why would you not want to save yourself some money? Gary can help you. Here's the best thing of all, from your standpoint. Gary's services to you always come free. He's compensated by the insurance companies, not you. Doesn't cost you a thing. It saves you. Gary's motto, as I said, do no harm. Call Gary. He'll be glad to help you. If you're a vet and you think you've explored all your benefits, nay. If you're aging into Medicare, either turning 65 or through the disability route, please contact Gary for assistance today. 864-307-8484. 864-307-8484. Tell him I sent you. Or visit them on the web at insuranceforseniorsanddisabled.com. insuranceforseniorsanddisabled.com, and you will thank me later. Jerem says, Parsons, great pick for the Cowboys. This draft seems to have a Dan Quinn stamp. What's your opinion on Jabril Cox? You're the best, brother. Your picks are spot on 99% of the time. Exclamation marks. Thank you, Jerem. A couple things. One, it doesn't sound, from what I've seen today, that Dallas is planning on picking up the fifth-year option on Leighton Van Der Esch. Now, this is interesting because Van Der Esch is a talented guy who the Cowboys took 4 years ago in the first round. But like Sean Lee, who's now retired, Van Der Esch has been unable to stay healthy at all. And as Marty Schottenheimer always said, the best ability is availability. If you can't play, it doesn't matter how talented you are. Van Der Esch just can't stay healthy. He just hasn't been able to stay healthy at all. And so he's basically worthless. I mean, he really is. His talent aside, if he doesn't have health, what does it matter? Who cares? So what are you, the best talent on the bench? No one cares about the best talent on the bench.
That makes sense.
Seriously. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. And so it appears that the Cowboys have decided that he's not going to be part of their future, and Micah Parsons is, and Jabril Cox is. Parsons is an athletic freak. I mean, I would have been shocked if anybody let Parsons go past the point at which Dallas chose him. Off-field issues aside, I thought he could go as high as 7 from a talent standpoint. So, he's a absolute freak of an athlete, and and he should help. Jabril Cox is an interesting player. Cox is a guy who, I saw Patrick Walker the other day, the guy who covers the Cowboys, and he wrote something like, well, I had him taking Dylan Moses, but they got the same guy, Jabril Cox. And I wrote him and I said, not at all the same guy. You couldn't have two guys who are less similar than those two guys. You know, I don't try to do this wrong. I just can't help myself.
Look,
Dylan Moses is a downhill physical linebacker whose issue is he's not very good in coverage. He also has a lot of health related issues. And I'm not, if you read into Dylan Moses' comments, you're going to find out a couple things. One, he's a company man. And two, he may think that Alabama was less than honest with him in the appraisals about his injuries. So there's that element. But Jabril Cox is like the polar opposite of Dylan Moses. Jabril Cox, not physical at the point of attack. He's just not. He's not a physical guy. He's not a downhill linebacker. He's a space guy who's great in coverage. So he's really the exact opposite of what Dylan Moses would have been. But I do think Cox is sort of made for the way the game is being played. We are gradually moving away. Even John Gruden and Mike Mayock, two guys who are sort of locked in the old boys network mindset, they moved away from that in this draft. Not at the beginning, but as the draft went on, when they basically tried to replace all their safeties. Because their safeties are a bunch of physical box-type safeties who can't cover their grandmother. And you just can't win like that anymore. You need safeties who play like cornerbacks. You don't get extra points for knocking people's heads off anymore. In fact, you get dinged. You get flat. So you almost have to rethink the way the game is being played. That's why the NFL struggled so much, as we talked about last week, with what to do with Owusu-Koramoah, because they're not there yet. Same reason they struggled with Isaiah Simmons. Same reason they struggled all year, Arizona did, with Isaiah Simmons. And now you had a smaller version of Isaiah Simmons. The NFL has to come to terms with the changes in the game and the type of players you're going to need to handle those changes. And Jabril Cox, let me tell you something. If you could go back in time and put Jabril Cox in the 70s, he would have no chance. He'd get run over on every single play. He'd be out of the league in 2 days. But he may actually fit today's game better than a lot of these other linebackers who went before him. Because what he's great at, he's great in coverage. Not good, great. Great. He's outstanding in coverage. So, you know, I think we're going to have to wait and see a little bit, Germ, but I do think this. I think that Cox is a guy who's ideally suited to play in space. You know, the good news for Cox is there are no more Adrian Petersons in this game anymore, except for, you know, Adrian Peterson. It's not the way the game is being played any longer. So, you know, in that regard, I think that Cox makes sense as a pick, and we'll get to Dallas in a little bit. Dexter 516 is being an FSU fan on the Vibe on the Health Data text line. So, being an FSU fan, do NFL guys watch? Because the two FSU guys that we picked in the fourth round, they sucked. I think you're talking about both defensive ends. I'm going to get to them in a little bit. Yeah, what they are, they're traits guys. The NFL's still enamored by traits. The NFL is, you know, it's one of the things that they get infatuated with, usually late in round three when the talent starts to dry up. They go to traits, and that's what they did there. You had a couple trait defensive ends at Florida State. 6'6 guys with 86-inch wingspans and move pretty well athletically. They just don't play football well. So, by the time we get to the fourth round, we're looking for guys who can clean the gutters, and that's what you have. So you're not wrong, but that's why they do it. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm good, and you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Well, congratulations, I guess, on your top 100. Man, it's got to suck being in a competition where you know exactly who the best talent is, and you got to rely on a bunch of people who don't know who the best talent is to get you where you want to be.
Robert, I got to admit, after losing or not finishing first again, I had that thought again. I had that thought that says, I can't fix people who make stupid picks. I don't know what to do about that. But as I said, I guess I have to think as they do late in the round. There are a few highly suspect picks late in the third round. In fact, Dallas made one of those picks. We'll get to that later. I have to admit, I have had that thought. Thank you.
I want to make sure, because I think, I don't know if you and I have talked since I was telling you about Mond and Trask, and I want to make sure I'm clear. I don't believe either one of those guys should have been picked in the top 100 either. But it just seemed like somebody was going to do it. Just because they just don't know any better.
Every year, one of the mistakes that people have made that I've taken advantage of is they put way too many of these middling quarterbacks into the third round, and that's not when the NFL drafts them. The NFL drafts those guys in round four. I think these two guys were different for specific reasons, and I think the reasons are, and this is hindsight, I think the reasons are that they both played in the SEC. Mond, in a year where none of these quarterbacks played any football, the guy's entering. Mond actually started more games than any other quarterback in the process, including Trevor. So I think that's why teams were attracted to him. And then Trask, if an NFL scout says that he thinks Trask is really similar to Ben Roethlisberger, okay, I have no way to fix that, okay, other than just put him in and realize that, well, you're just stupid, and I'll just have to succumb to that and play along. Because if there's a scout who really believes that Kyle Trask and Ben Roethlisberger are in any way similar, then honestly, he should be fired immediately. I mean, just immediately, because there's just no way that you can believe that. I mean, one guy, big, powerful, athletic, cannon arm. The other guy, slow, plodding, wet noodle arm, can't throw a football 50 yards, and yet they're the same guy. Again, somebody thought so, and it was a fail on my part. It was a fail that everybody seemed to take advantage of, and it cost me two gift points.
I called to talk about the Raiders, but I do. You just talking about this, I got a question. Next year's draft. There's already a talk. That there's going to be limited quarterbacks, and you've talked before about a saturation of quarterbacks in the NFL. Are people going to be grasping even worse next year?
Well, look, the group at the top next year is going to include Keaton Slovis and Sam Howell. And there are some that think Spencer Rattler, that'll be the group of guys that's at the top. The guy that I think will be number one of the quarterbacks, first of the quarterbacks, because I think Thibodeau of Oregon would be player one for me. I think defensive end is going to be the first player off the board. He's the best player in the country, so he should be one off the board. But I think that Keaton Slovis is going to make a big jump forward this season. And that's losing Amon Ross St. Brown. I still think he takes a big step forward this year, and he winds up being the first quarterback taken, probably with the second pick of the draft. But if you ask me where I would put Slovis in this year's group as of now, he would have been fifth or sixth amongst the quarterbacks this year. But if I just played that out, that'd still be true a year from now. But I do think he's going to improve dramatically. I think that there are signs in him. And, you know, remember, the Pac-12 had a very shortened season, very abbreviated season. I just don't think he had a much of a chance last year to show who and what he's capable of being.
Yeah, he's going to have to do more this coming season. But the Raiders, I'm not unhappy with their draft. I would probably give it a B. I mean, if you swap their first pick and second picks and change positions, I think a lot of people would be a lot happier with this draft. I'm a little disappointed. They missed out on a couple players that I really wanted, and ironically, the Carolina Panthers got both of them, and that was Brady Christensen and Davion Nixon, who I think is going to be a Grady Jarrett-like steal of a draft this year. I mean, I think that in both of those, I think they missed out by like 9 picks. Now, whether they were going to get them or not, whether the Raiders were targeting them, I don't know. I mean, I like I wanted Zaven Collins, but he got picked to pick before the Raiders. I probably would have looked at Jamin Davis instead of taking Alex Leatherwood. But, I mean, the way the offensive lineman got snapped up, maybe it wasn't too bad a thing that they took Leatherwood in the first round. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, look, they'll start Leatherwood out at right tackle. Did you draft him before most teams would have drafted him? Yes, you have a penchant for doing that, and you need to stop it. That's not a way to win the draft, I mean. You could, you know, presumably you could have at least moved down 10 spots and gotten Leatherwood, and I think that's the case. So, but in terms of can he help your football team, yeah, I think he could help your football team. As I said, I don't know that he's ever cut out for left tackle. Quincy Roche beat him like a drum at the Senior Bowl one-on-one reps, but I think that he might gradually move to left tackle. He's actually a pretty good athlete. He tested better than people would have thought he tested. But really, again, with the Raiders and why they left, why they wound up having to explain themselves again, is because they keep drafting guys, you know, 30 spots ahead of where most other teams would draft them. And that just shows you need to wake up. I mean, I'll tell you something else. It tells me that Gruden's in control of that draft, not Mayock, because I just don't think Mayock would do that. I just don't. I think that's Gruden's old ways or something coming into play. The rest of this draft is interesting because I think you had other need areas that you seem to ignore, and all you did is draft safeties. You drafted 3 safeties. Now, I grant you, safety was a problem last year. I don't know if you needed to throw 3 picks at it, but the names are interesting, and the talent is interesting, and I'll explain it when we get back. Robert, good talking to you as always. Quick break. All right, Cliff in Spartanburg, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Waltip Tula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back, and I'll address the rest of that Raiders draft. Book your next party at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Carson staff is continuing to take all COVID-19 precautions to keep you safe. Double fried chicken wings, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and ribeye sandwiches, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400, Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
Hello, heavy lifters, deal seekers, and one-man crews. Welcome to your local cat dealer, Blanchard Cat, your home for buyers, renters, and folks looking for offers like 0% for 60 months. Because at Blanchard Cat, it all starts with hello. Stop by or visit blanchardmachinery.com/deal. And be sure to ask about 0% for 60 months on select new Cat Compact equipment. Terms and conditions apply.
For Mother's Day, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 8 years in a row. Their staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or mini holiday packages, the Modern Mama, or Ladies' Day In packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Mother's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
Purple Haze, with stores in Williamson and Clemson, is committed to our customers and our community. We're raising money to help feed children in Pickens County, and we're inviting you to donate at the Clemson or Williamson Purple Haze locations. With our amazing selection of glassware, t-shirts, incense, and piercing options, Purple Haze is something for everyone, including tooth gems. We're Purple Haze, a small business helping those in our communities. Purple Haze. See us in Clemson or Williamston.
You've worked your whole life, and now you're ready to retire. But where do you start? There are several things to consider before you retire, and it's easy to make mistakes if you don't know your options. At Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson, we do more than investments. We build you a holistic plan to address all the elements of your retirement. Call us today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com. Let us help you. Securities and advisory services offered through the Strategic Financial Alliance Incorporated, otherwise unaffiliated with Kiwi Financial.
Nothing says Happy Mother's Day like a clean home that she didn't have to clean. Call my friends at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning and give her the best Mother's Day gift ever. Get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129 and get a hallway cleaned for free when you mention my name, Mickey Plowler. Call 864-558-7300 or schedule online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here. I want to encourage you to join us this Friday. It's the Friday before Mother's Day from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. We're going to have a Mother's Day special. It's going to be awesome. Join us for some of the best moms and some great stories about motherhood, the importance of motherhood in sports. That's this Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Mickey Plowler Show, celebrating our wonderful mothers and the significance of mothers in sports. Join us Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 right here for the Mickey Plowler Show.
We know sports. We are the Roar.
As I walk this land of broken dreams, I have visions of
You know, Ramona, I just saw Brady's Kentucky Derby outfit for the first time, and I think it's fine, except that it was a Facebook post, and somebody wrote, let me make sure I have this right. This is sent to me by Ed. The caption is, Tom Brady is dressed like he's going to kill Roger Rabbit and the rest of Toontown.
What?
There may be something to that. I hadn't had that thought before. But yeah, there may be something to that. Ramona, don't let me forget on the Jackson Carmen clip. I want to play that in a minute because Jackson Carmen obviously went earlier than a lot of people thought. He went exactly where we thought he'd go. I mean, we missed this draft spot by one spot. But do you remember I said that I don't know who said it. I think it was Paul Alexander, an old NFL offensive line coach. Cliff will come right to you. And do you remember I said that he said that what he found most fascinating about Jackson Carmen is his insane knowledge of the game. That he knows who plays the game, who played the game. He's a student, a true student of professional football. Do you remember I said that? Well, the reason it's interesting is because, well, you'll hear it for yourself why it's interesting when we get to that clip in a minute. Before we do anything here, let me get my friend Cliff in Spartanburg in on the Vibe Broadband phone lines. Cliff, how are you, Cliff?
Doing great, Walt. How are you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, thanks for having me. Congrats on another incredible year of talent analysis. And
very kind.
The live show in the first round is always entertaining. And the more we can creep that towards R-rated, the better. So that was fantastic. I want to give you two teams that really stood out to me. I think two first-round picks before that, though, real quick, that stood out is Chicago. You know, if you're picking outside the top 10 and you can go get your franchise quarterback, I mean, that's what this is all about. So, you know, you tip your cap to them. And for Philadelphia to go get Devontae Smith, not just to get him, I think he's Rookie of the Year, but to keep the Giants from getting him. You know, I mean, that's a pick that could alter the trajectory of Daniel Jones's career. When you look at who he has and who he doesn't have and what kind of player Smith could be in that offense. So those were the two kind of first-rounders that stood out to me. But want to offer up two teams that I thought nailed the draft. One's a win-now team, one's not.
Just on those two things, Cliff, agreed completely. You know, Howie Roseman and Philadelphia have basically screwed up now draft after draft after draft. This is one they did not screw up. I mean, I don't know if they hired an advice agency, but you know, they had 11 picks, and I did not like their initial move. I think it could have left them in the lurch. It did not. They utilized those 11 picks. They moved to get Devontae Smith, and so I applaud that, and I actually applaud their draft. And you're 100% on the right on the Bears. Look, Pace, Matt Nagy, they were instructed, fix quarterback or else. And Andy Dalton did not seem like a fix for quarterback. And they made their move. And quite honestly, you know, do you ever really make up for a colossal fail like Mitchell Trubisky? Probably not. There are draft shortages associated with that. But they did the best they could under the circumstance, and I think it was a brilliant move to take advantage of Denver's folly and to jump up and get Justin Fields, who I think is absolutely perfect for the city of Chicago. I mean, I don't think you can get much better fit than that fit right there.
He may not save that regime, but that's a franchise-saving draft maneuver. Cultural fit. I mean, cold weather quarterback. I mean, for many reasons, you can go down the list.
Big arm.
Winning pro, you know, winning in that weather. So, two teams, Walt, the win now team that really impressed me was Buffalo. Adding to that D line, they, including late picks, may have found three offensive linemen that can make the roster. But I like those two. Those first two they got from the small schools. You know, they have their franchise quarterback. They have weapons. You know, I think they can plug some holes in free agency, but I think they got line of scrimmage guys that are going to make the roster and contribute. And when you have a franchise quarterback.
Let's look at Buffalo quick, because I was asked about them too. So let's look at Buffalo quick. All right, so their first pick was Gregory Rousseau. Rousseau's a little bit of a project, but he certainly has ability, and he'll get bigger and stronger. And then they come back with Boogie Basham in round two. There were a lot of people, including Jim Nagy, the executive director of the Senior Bowl, who thought he should have been a round one pick. I think the question is his motor. But look, they desperately needed pass rush. Their pass rush was aging. They needed some answers there. So I think with Rousseau and Basham, you got some answers. And I agree completely on Spencer Brown and Tommy Doyle. Those are two guys that I've talked about leading up to the draft that I thought were relative unknowns. And quite honestly, I think Brown slipped further than he should have. It's funny, Cliff, you mentioned this, because here's what I really think about Brown. I think if Brown had played in a major school, I think he would have been drafted in the first round. Instead, he went to late round three. He's a 6'9 athletic freak who has long arms and yet bench presses 500 pounds. You know, he's a basketball player who came to Northern Iowa as a two-star kid, and now he's a freak of an athlete, and you can see it. And you can almost chart his progress on a daily basis. He is getting better right in front of our eyes. Now, look, I'm not saying that you can plug him in from day one, but I'm saying come check with me in 3 years, and he'll be on all-pro rosters.
He reminds me of Villanueva with the Steelers, except mean, you know. Yeah, I agree. I think he slipped way farther than he should. I think Doyle is another guy that can make their roster. And I think Anderson, their last pick, you know, was borderline, you know, top 150 and you know, has some shortcomings. But, again, they built the trenches. And when you have a franchise quarterback in a cold city, I just think of the win now teams, they stood out to me as beefing the roster with the draft. So the second team that stood out, while kind of random, is Denver. And to me, it's kind of what they found after those top two picks. I like Sertan. I like Williams. I think both guys are starters for them. But when you look at getting Bering Brown in 105, you look at Caden Stearns, 152, Johnson, safety from Indiana, at 164, Seth Williams at 219. I mean, all those guys are, to me, you know, I know they have questions, but to me, those are borderline top 100 talents. And you get four of them outside the top 100. I think that's what the middle and end of the draft is about, is finding that value and guys that can make the roster. And I don't know what their quarterback situation is going to be. Again, they're not win now, but I thought they had a great draft considering where they found those guys late. So.
Yeah, here's the thing on Denver, Cliff. When I saw them pass on Fields draft night, I just could not believe it for a franchise that has looked for a quarterback for so long, who George Payton visited both of Fields' pro days. To have him drop into your lap when you said the goal is to increase quarterback competition for Drew Locke, Taj Boyd tells me that somebody that he knows says Drew Locke doesn't care about football, and you can see some of that in him. All I know is this. Drew Locke has physical talent. I mean, real physical talent. Now, is he Jay Cutler, Jeff George? Yeah, maybe. That's the guy those are the two guys he's always reminded me of. So he's going to need to prove something in that regard. But I will say this. I don't think he's been given any chance yet. You know, they were without their number one receiver, Cam Sutton, last year. What did you expect him to have a rookie wide receiver as your number one receiver and succeed? But when you and a guy in KJ Hamler was hurt at the start of the year, didn't even become a factor until partway through the year. That's just not the way it works. But I will say this. With Sutton and Judy and Hamler and Noah Fant, that's about as good a receiving core as you can possibly have. So Locke's going to have his chance this year to prove his worth. And maybe they still think he will, and maybe that was part of it. Because if you can separate yourself from the fact that they passed on a really gifted quarterback, the rest of this draft is elite right from the beginning. You drafted on paper the best corner in the draft in Sertan. You drafted Javonte Williams, who some feel is the best runner in the draft. He's certainly one of the three best running backs in the draft. You got the center that was the object of everybody's desire, and Quinn Meinertz is, you know, 3 years from now is going to be incredible. You drafted Bering Browning, who I think is absolutely one of the steals of the draft. Caden Stearns is an athletic freak. He had a 42-inch vertical. Hasn't played up to his athleticism at all times, but has a chance. You got Jamar Johnson, the Indiana kid who I mentioned earlier. According to most people, was a top 100 player. You got him in round 5. You got Seth Williams, a talented wide receiver out of Auburn. You got Kerry Vincent, who tested off the hook for LSU, who's a classic nickel corner who ran a 4.34. And then you got Jonathan Cooper, who's a really good, solid player for out of Ohio State in the seventh round. And then Marquis Spencer, your other seventh round pick. Yeah. If you forget about the fact, if you allow yourself for a second to say, okay, this team never had a chance at Fields. They just drafted according to their board. Then that draft's an A.
Yeah. I guess the ultimate what if question 3 years from now is what if Fields was, you know, the pick instead of Sertan with Williams, with all those wide receivers, with, you know, a revamped back seven.
It depends
with
on
Brown
Locke.
And Stearns and,
if Locke plays well, if Locke plays well, we'll forget about that question by the end of the year. If he doesn't, you may have a change in coaching staff 2 years from now.
Yeah, the ultimate what if, but great roster building draft for him. So
no question.
Great talking to you, Walt. Have a good one.
Thank you, Cliff. Same here. Well done. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back. We have to catch up on some business. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. Before we go to break, though, let me tell you about my friends at First Class Hall. HALT's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class HALT. They're the best in the industry. Look, this is all they do. All of their techs have 15 to 35 years experience working with these specific makes and models. You know who can match that in the industry? Nobody. Nobody can match that. This is First Class HALT. Top-of-line tools, diagnostic equipment, they keep up to date. We believe in our work. We offer you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. I'm sorry, who does that? Nobody. Get your next oil change, wherever you're taking it now, do they test drive your vehicle before and after? Does a master tech rotate your tires? Does a master tech measure your brakes? Not just glance at them? Do they inspect your vehicle, suspension, fluid, steering, so much more? I already know the answer. No. Get to First Class HALT. Find out what First Class service is all about. They never do any work you don't need. They never do any work you don't authorize, and you don't know the cost of any work they do in advance. This is First Class service. Two locations, Anderson and Greenville, to serve you. And now, for the month of May, it's May, two specials, actually a couple specials. One is the Time to Stay Cool special. AC Performance Diagnostic includes up to 1.5 pounds of Freon, AC Fan Operation Diagnostic, if needed, plus an AC Performance Test. Was $219.95, now $159.95. Take advantage of that. And 10% off labor for students, military members, first responders, or healthcare workers. How about that from our friends at First Class HALT? Go take advantage. Quick break. Mountain Gamecock, you're up first.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
If you're a local business owner in the upstate, you know how important it is to work with local, experienced people you can count on. Pinecrest Foods' mission is to sell the best quality products with the best delivery service possible. All their products are supplied by local companies we know and love, like Clemson's Best Ice Cream and Carolina Pride Hot Dogs. Proud to serve all channels and formats from hospital to restaurant, grocery to convenience store. Find out more about the Pinecrest difference. Visit PinecrestFoods.com.
Hi, friends. Mickey Plower here. I want to encourage you to join us this Friday. It's the Friday before Mother's Day from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. We're going to have a Mother's Day special. It's going to be awesome. Join us for some of the best moms and some great stories about motherhood, the importance of motherhood in sports. That's this Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Mickey Plower Show, celebrating our wonderful mothers and the significance of mothers in sports. Join us Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 right here for the Mickey Plower Show.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent Trane dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
Purple Haze with stores in Williamson and Clemson is committed to our customers and our community. We're raising money to help feed children in Pickens County, and we're inviting you to donate at the Clemson or Williamson Purple Haze locations. With our amazing selection of glassware, t-shirts, incense, and piercing options, Purple Haze is something for everyone, including tooth gems. We're Purple Haze, a small business helping those in our communities. Purple Haze, see us in Clemson or Williamson.
She's been part of your life from the very start. And that's why we love and honor our mothers. Remember yours this Mother's Day with something special from Reed's Jewelers. Diamonds in a ring, necklace, or earrings are a great choice. Perhaps a new bracelet or a watch. There's something for your mother at Reed's Jewelers, making moms happy for over 75 years. Show your mom your love with a gift from Reed's Jewelers in the center of Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reeds.com.
Gotta finish this today.
Cristiano's construction projects typically run smoothly, but this project's pipeline is about to burst.
Yo, boss, where do you want us to put this?
To the left. Your other left. John.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
More live local sports than cars on Woodruff Road. You're listening to The Roar.
Welcome to the Red Rage. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial Group. My guy, Greg Wales, Clemson grad. Kiwi Financial is 100% independent advisors. Greg will design the plan that fits your financial picture. Every personal financial situation is different. So you need a different, up-to-date, not a cookie-cutter plan. Not some one-size-fits-all program, but a program that specifically addresses your issues, your concerns. This is what you get at Kiwi Financial. Look, financial planning is more than just choosing your investments. It's a big picture analysis of your entire financial world. This includes things like investments and minimizing the risk from bad stocks and funds, especially in this climate. Social Security, there are 314 different ways a married couple can accept their benefits. How are you ever going to navigate that as a layperson? How? You've done the right thing your whole life. Don't blow it now at the end. Let Greg Wales' expert guidance make the most of your adult lifehood. Get it right. Get it right. Health insurance, Medicare planning, what's best for you, life insurance, protecting your family from dying too young, retirement planning, getting the income you need upon retirement, estate planning, being certain your heirs get what's theirs, college planning for your children, grandchildren, to maximize college financial aid opportunities. Look, Kiwi Financial Group is on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. Call my guy, Greg Wales, at Kiwi Financial today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, or toll-free, 800-585-5816, 800-585-5816, or stop by their office in Clemson, 402 Pendleton Road, right next door to Max Drive. And I get people still asking me about all sorts of teams. Most of them we have not gotten to yet. We're trying to. I got a couple of Bear texts back-to-back. Mountain Gamecock, I'm coming to you. Actually, did he ask about the Bears too, Ramona? No, he asked about Carolina and the Panthers, right? Yeah. Davis from Williamson says, hey, did you already give out the grade on the Bears? I'm happy they got Fields. What are your thoughts on O-line Gage Cervenka from Clemson, C.J. Maribel from Coastal, and Charles Snowden from Virginia as undrafted free agents? Look, Cervenka is a tough dude. I mean, if anybody fits that profile, it would be Cervenka. And I know I've had a bunch of people ask about him. So I think he has a chance. Maribel's probably going to be up against it, but he's a tough little runner. Snowden has length and athletic ability. I was a little surprised he didn't get a little more attention during the draft. I thought somebody might pick him up late. I have not yet given the grade, Davis, on Williamson. But Texas 770 wants to know, why do you think Fields is such a good fit for the Bears? Generally want to know, not doubting you. No, look, it's a fair question. Let me answer it this way. The Bears' defense still might be the best in all of football. If it's not the best, it's second or third, but it's in that conversation. It could very well be the best. I'd have to think about it a little, but, I mean, it's either, for me, it's probably either one or two. Let's say it's one. What they've missed is they've missed an offensive heartbeat. They've missed somebody who can make plays, either with his legs or his arm, and turn close 17-14 losses into wins. I think he can do those things. I mean, and what I'm saying is, even as a one-man army, I think Justin Fields can do those kinds of things to turn close losses into wins. I think he's that kind of playmaker. And so I think he fits them really well in that regard. He brings a juice to their offense, that a sort of a one-person juice that they've lacked. Now, don't misread me. They actually have a lot of skill position talent. They just haven't found anybody to activate any of it. I think he's the guy. The other thing is, he's accustomed to playing in the wind and the cold. He gets that at Ohio State. So, you know, even though he didn't grow up in it, he's accustomed to it. And he seems to welcome it. There didn't seem to be any sort of issue for him. Most importantly on that front, he has the arm strength to be able to throw the ball through any wind or weather. So that's another reason I like the fit. So it's really that group of reasons why I just always sort of thought that Fields to Chicago made sense. I didn't see how it was going to happen in this draft. And if Denver had drafted Fields, it wouldn't have happened. But they created an opening, and I think you got to give the Bears credit for jumping at that move. That's a position they desperately needed. And then poor Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton thought he had a new start on life, new lease on life. He's going to Chicago. The Bears are right, and he's quarterback one. You're not quarterback one any longer. You might be quarterback one for like 3 weeks, but your reign as quarterback one is over. And look, the Bears can say whatever they want about what their plan is for Fields, but if they have any sense at all, it's not going to be long. I mean, I can't imagine Fields not being the starter there relatively early on. I can't imagine it. There's just no way you're playing Andy Dalton. You know, look, this is a different time. Teams that draft quarterbacks high in the draft, they don't draft them to sit on the bench anymore. They draft them to play. And I'm sorry, Fields is better than Andy Dalton today. He just is. And Gil Brandt can believe whatever he wants about Andy Dalton. I don't really care. Andy Dalton's family knows that Justin Fields is better than Andy Dalton today. I would waste zero time. Fields would be my day one starter. I wouldn't need to think 2 minutes about that. What's the alternative? Andy Dalton? Look, you may have been able to sell that to people when you didn't have another option, but now that you do, don't sell that anymore. That's like the Chargers when they were trying to say that, well, Tyrod Taylor gives us the best chance to win over Justin Herbert. Yeah, sure he did. Sure he did. Just stop. this guy with this combination of athletic traits, big arm, athletic ability, great athletic ability, he can turn a 17-14 loss into a 17 win. He's capable of that. And that's all they need. That's all they need. So that's why I like it. Tess said, well, what if Dalton starts out on fire? I don't know. I mean, I guess this would be my question. When has he ever been on fire? I mean, he was on fire in the rain at Clemson once.
Well, I mean,
as a runner.
If he thinks he's going to lose his job, maybe he'll try harder.
I don't care how hard he tries. You know, man's got to know his limitations. You know, I mean, when has he played well? Did he play well in Dallas? I mean, he had like a year in Cincinnati where he played well. I don't know. Again, I can't say what the Bears are going to do. Listen, here's one thing the Bears could do. The Bears could sit Dalton or sit Fields for 2 years, and that would buy the coaching staff 2 years. In other words, okay, ownership, we got our guy. Now we just got to sit around and wait for him to develop. In other words, they're actually guys like Nagy and Pace may actually be at less risk if they don't play Fields. Because they get like 2 years instant credit just for landing him. You know, we got our guy. We did what you told us to. Now it's going to take us a couple of years to develop him, so sit down. But if you actually want to win games, look, is Andy Dalton better than what they had in Trubisky and Foles? Yes, he is. Am I starting him over Fields? No. I'm starting Fields from day one. Day one, I'm not even thinking about it. There's nothing to think about. Fields is light. This is like the Fields Jake Fromm stuff all over again. Really, that's what it is. Same thing. It's like the NFL version of Fields and Fromm. Fields not good enough to play in front of Fromm. Oh, bull crap, he's not. Well, Fromm and Dalton are the same character on a college level. One's a college level, one's a pro level. But that's the same guy. You know, and so to me, that was never true at Georgia. It's not true now. Justin Fields is just a much better talent, better player right now. No, I mean, look, we saw, let me ask you this. Think about it from this perspective. This is an extreme view, but it's still true. When Clemson played Ohio State and Fields threw for the 6 touchdown passes or whatever it was, and you know, and I don't know how many of them were 60 yards in the air. When you look back on that game, would you rather have played Ohio State with Andy Dalton at the quarterback or Justin Fields? And the answer is, astonishingly, is you would rather have gone back and played them with Andy Dalton. Because one thing you know for sure is there weren't going to be any 60-yard throws with Andy Dalton. Because he can't throw football 60 yards. Mountain Gamecock, Marcel, more on the other side. Before we get to any of that, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. For all your roofing needs, there's Gilstrap, 269-1232, 269-1232. They're the best. You know, we get hit with all sorts of stuff here. Rain, hail, terrible wind, anything you can think of. We get it here. Listen, that's damaging to your roof. Well, I've had lots of people send me photos of brand new roofs Gilstrap has put on. Aesthetically, every other way, it greatly enhances the value of your home, and Gilstrap will perfectly integrate a roof for you into your home, into your home setting. But I also get a ton of people writing me in emergencies, and they need the number because they didn't take advantage of the free checkup. Take advantage of the free checkup. Don't wait till water comes pouring in on your hardwood floors, your antique furniture. 269-1232, 269-1232. It's Gilstrap Roofing. They'd be glad to help you. Mountain Gamecock, Marcel, and you on the other side.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar. Yes, indeed. We're talking some mighty fine eating at the Chicken Basket in Anderson, home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. Now with a brand spanking newly remodeled dining room. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
The plumbing experts know it's all about the team of people working that make a place run. They are skilled and trained to make sure all of your septic issues are diagnosed correctly the first time and make things right when the things haven't lined up to the client's expectations. Don't flush your money down the toilet. Call the guys you can trust. If you have a septic issue, call the plumbing experts or go to theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the Upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the Upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hey guys, are you tired of being overweight, tired, and gun-shy when the lights go out? If the answer is yes, you need to come see us today at Low Country Male. Testosterone replacement plans start at $200 a month and include labs, testosterone, medication, and doctor visits. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. We can get the fat off, get your energy up, and make you perform when it counts. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Charlotte. 850-801-MALE.
Hello, and welcome to your local cat dealer, Blanchard Cat, home to offers like 0% for 60 months on select new cat compact equipment. Call 803-570-8833. Terms and conditions apply.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles.